no, baby.
Oh, no, indeed.
We are back again. My name is Owen. I'm your host of the Oh No Radio Show. Today, I've got Duncan, Kelsey, and Ty in the studio. They're over there.
Hello. What? They're over
here. We've got a hell of a show for you tonight. We're going to be talking the usual nonsense, plus we may get a call. You can call us, and we're doing this early. You can give us a call anytime at 321-332-0186. That's right, you can give us a call. We don't have a whole hell of a lot to talk about other than that, so we'll be right back with the show.
Absolutely.
Oh no, baby, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are back again. It is the Oh No Radio Show. We had a week hiatus. I'm sorry. I had a little sand up my vagina and wasn't feeling too well, so I had to cancel last week. But
last minute, even.
Last minute.
Sandy vagina.
I hope I did tell you all before you left for us. I know.
Yeah, No, it was fine.
And my bad.
I only had to rearrange my schedule completely.
It only really put me out of a lot of money, really.
Oh, well.
That's all it did, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could, you know, be of service as usual. Guys, I had a whole hell of a lot to talk about that previous week, and,
keep me on standby.
And this week, you know, I don't know that I have as much, you know, quality content for you, because it's been crazy. I'm just gonna get started and let you know where I stand right now. Basically, I'm balls deep in a
wedding planning, huh?
In first off, a hell of a work schedule, because all of us are me and Duncan rather are working an event, which is a late night event, and it's a late night event many days of the week, and so our body clocks are all out of whack, and I don't know what time of the day it is, do you?
I fucking know.
This right here feels about, like, 12, and, like, this
it feels like noon. Yeah.
Exactly. So basically what I'm saying is I'm balls deep in that, and on my days off, it's the wedding. November 18th so is wedding. Coming very quick.
Yes, it is.
It's the 10th of October here today, folks. November 18th will be here before I know it. And that became a realization yesterday as I went shopping for suits.
Hmm.
Woo! Yes! So I went to a place that I'm sure you're all familiar with it, but just to kind of explain to the listener that doesn't live in Orlando, a place called Millennia Mall.
Poor bastard.
Let me out of here!
Nothing could be said more appropriately, to be honest
that
with you.
Perfect.
I don't have a good time going to the Eagle Ridge Mall in Winter Haven, Florida. I don't have a good time.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not actually in Winter Haven.
Dude,
but
I live by the West Oaks Mall.
All I'm saying is I don't have a good time in going to very sparsely, like,
populated malls.
I don't have a good time with that, let alone going to the Florida Mall or the Millennium Mall.
We went to the Florida Mall yesterday, too.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
So
there's the mall anymore. That's all I'm saying.
I had to go to the mall, and my first thought was, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this easy on myself. I've looked at some suits online. I'm going to spend a bit of money, and I'm going to go to Express, right? Fancy man store, right?
Whoa. Hey. I used to date a girl that wanted me to dress in Express, and I kicked that bitch to the curb.
You know, to be honest with you, on occasion, when I want to look snazzy, Express is a store that I feel comfortable, you know, buying things from. And, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I went in there and I started looking at some of their suits and I wasn't getting any help. And it was just like a real clusterfuck of people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is not the right suit environment.
Correct.
Is you know what Barney I mean? Statement?
I go to Men's Warehouse, right? Is
it? Well, it gets there, Ty. Okay. It gets there.
I'm on the ride.
So before or after
I didn't
City.
Feel comfortable in, you know, shopping in the Express. And I didn't feel like, I didn't feel the quality of their jackets was up to par.
Right.
I felt like,
they're a little thin.
You know?
Thin. Yeah, they're well, more for being in nightclubs. They're not made for...
Well, and to Ty's point, that is one of the reasons I went to Express, is because I felt like, because I'm quite thin, they almost, well, they cater more to a slimming look, and they might have something that actually fits.
Right.
You know?
It's probably not the case anymore, is it? It's made for dude bros.
Kind of, I don't...
It's slightly dude bro.
Either way, I didn't like the quality of their stuff,
right.
And I was just like, no, you know what? Not happy here. So, I ended up in Macy's. That was where I very first got measured.
Okay.
And it was this old dude who was all about suits, and he's all about making you look good.
And he had the
know?
Tape, and hold he fucking comes up and down your
had
crotch.
The tape,
yeah.
He did the whole thing, Not a whole lot of crotchal region stuff going on.
I see. They have to adjust for me.
Crotch.
So
that's
actually
the noise that my crotch makes when I'm getting measured for a suit.
It's like that. That's how it sounds. Crotch.
I try on a bunch of jackets, and Teresa wants to take a picture of me. You know, in my pretty much, you know, my jeans and a shirt from Express.
Oh, yes.
Because one of the things I said also is I'm going shopping for suits. I can't look like complete bullshit. You know what I mean? I've got to at least not be wearing sandals and all that, you know. I'll put
you
on
have to be wearing socks because you're going to have to see what they look like with fucking shoes.
Dragon socks.
All that stuff. So I've kind of prepared, but he wasn't happy with the fact that she was going to take a picture of me in this jacket, you know.
Not okay?
What? Not okay because it wasn't the full thing, right? So he set me up with a nice shirt, and he sent me, you know, and took, hey, try this on. So I tried the whole thing on, and then I looked at the price tag, and it was $650.
Whoa.
So I took it off.
That's a lot of money.
And we left the store, and I was like, you know, this isn't going to be as easy as I thought it was going to be. Kind of was thinking I'd get away with like $400, be out the door. No, that's not how it works.
Now,
if you're looking for a 3-piece suit.
Hold on. Are you buying the suit to get married in?
Well, here was my idea. I was like, I'm going to buy a suit that I can get married in, but I can also use, I need a suit. I don't have any suits. Like, I could use interview suits, funeral suit, you know, wedding suit. It sounds crappy, but it's nice to have that sort of formal wear that you can put together and be able to go to anything without having to worry about it. I got it covered, right?
Right.
So that was the idea. I was going to buy a suit that was nice, that can last me for 10 years. You know, I don't have to worry about that shit for a while. Well, it turns out you go to Men's Warehouse and you end up spending $850
call an ambulance
for two suits.
Oh.
Well, that's...
two suits.
I see what they did
two,
there.
Two three-piece suits.
Yeah.
Here's what I did. $824, slight exaggeration. But $824 out the door with tax. Two suits, three-piece. One charcoal gray, one navy. Two shirts, two ties. Got the
no
whole
vests?
All adjusted.
No,
oh, no,
vests,
no vest,
no shoes.
No. Vest. Vest is in there. 3-piece suit.
You got pants, right?
Three-piece suit. That's the pants.
Pants, vest,
vest
jacket.
And the jacket. That's what
Did
a
you get
suit
a vest
is.
With it, though?
Yeah, that's the third piece, man.
You got a cummerbund?
Yeah, you got a 2-piece suit that was a vest and a jacket. You didn't get no pants.
I don't know what happened, but I'm missing my pants.
Because you heard the tie and you're like, is that a piece?
So that happened. But yeah.
Man.
It was.
And then I think about the fact that you spent that.
I know. Like, and I think about the fact that I spent that. And I was saving money for this. This was something that I've been dreading for a long time.
Yeah.
I gotta look good. I gotta have it up. And I am. I'm not, now I'm all set. You know, I go to go pick them up on Tuesday. I'm gonna look sharp as fuck for the wedding. It's gonna be great. But I just really spent that money on two fucking suits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whereas I paid $75 for me and my best man suits.
Damn.
But yeah, I rented that shit. Rent that shit, Owen.
Yeah, the wedding I was at when I called the show. Jesus. I spent like $120 on my rental. I was a little like, oh my god, that's little, I mean, it was a nice get up and everything, but
yeah,
damn.
But goddamn,
it's my day. I want to feel it like a princess. Okay,
yeah, I was gonna say, first of all, sweetie, it is not your day. It is her day.
We all know that. We all know that. While we're on the, hey, what is that?
What?
Hold on.
God what? Damn it!
The
teapot. Oh. Weren't supposed to do it yet.
I just wanted. Oh shit!
Turn me up.
Oh no!
God damn it! It wasn't even my effect.
Oh.
T-Pain, you're ruining their show already. We're supposed to wait until at least the second segment.
You gotta look fly.
T-Pain, stop it.
You gotta look fly. Damn it.
Oh, okay, we were already here. Bane, this is Bane. T-Pain. Say hi to everyone. You're not even up yet. You're not even up.
Turn me up.
I'll turn you up when you fucking...
I just wanted to tell you, you look sexy in your suit.
Bane does not wear suits.
Come on, Bane.
How are you, Duncan? Sorry we're here so early.
Hi, Bane.
How was your week? Did you get any better at our basket weaving?
Oh, man. I tried a couple of new weaves, and they all turned out
unsuccessful. Have you done the cross stitch yet?
I'm not advanced to the cross stitch.
Oh, dear. It's killing me. Killing. Okay.
Maybe if you did some more basket weaving, you'd lose some weight.
Stop making fun of his... He's quite... He's okay. You're making Bane feel a bit self-conscious about himself when you talk about Duncan that way, T-Pain.
It's because he got junk in your trunk.
T-Pain, you said I looked good in that dress.
I love a good booty.
Come on, all right, let's go. I've got codeine. Let's...
Yeah. Scissor.
Yeah, Duncan, get down on this... Cody.
Not quite yet. Alright. We'll leave you to go, Duncan and Owen. I'm sorry for interrupting your show once again.
I'm gonna drink this cough syrup.
Oh. They really are assholes. They just come out of nowhere. I don't know.
I like that T-Pain guy. He's cool.
You would.
He really likes his codeine, though.
Yeah, he does.
He loves that scissor.
Loves some codeine.
Kelsey doesn't know what's going on.
No, she has no
clue. I'm completely amused, actually.
So, I found some really cool shit on YouTube that I think we need to discuss.
Okay.
I've got a few videos this week. I actually did some
show prep.
And,
Whoa prep is what we call it.
Yeah, exactly. I got a video. We all love our infomercials. We all love our shopping channel, the Home Shopping Network. Mm-hmm. Well, this one's good, and apparently this host, her name is Cassie Slane, it's not the first time that she's, like, randomly passed out on TV. and
well, that's awesome.
And so, this is her fainting on live TV, and the audio is actually pretty good. Let me pull up the right pod here.
I was going to say, narcolepsy. You know, the listeners here, yeah.
All right, here we go. The very first time. You just saw that they're advertising. The big joy What's of that Christmas buzz? Do you hear that buzz?
Yeah.
All right, one second. Let me fix the buzz.
I'm getting a buzz.
Oh, I know you are. I think, is it your mic? Jiggle your mic.
That made it worse. You're a dick. Oh.
Oh.
But the buzz is gone.
I had a zen moment.
What a cock.
Is everyone okay? Do we make it through? Is everyone okay?
That was an earthquake.
I feel good.
Jeez, I feel great.
Good. Then.
Fucking wow. All
right, so back to guest host Cassie Slane. They're promoting a...
The bitch passed out!
They're promoting... The product, first off, is funny because it's called a Fun Tab. And what it is it's a Android tablet that you give to your kids. It's a, like, kid... All the... You can't look up any naughty stuff, and it's all like a kid friendly locked out, and it's in like some stupid case.
Of our family.
So
today you get a head start. This is the Fun Tab. It is virtually impossible to find in the marketplace.
Virtually,
we've got it, and we have the first 2,000 pieces now, that were shipped at $149.94. What it is a tablet for the younger members of your family.
Yeah.
You know how mom and dad have their electronic tablets, whether it be the iPad or any other brand names that are out there? Well, children have to become familiarized.
They have to become familiar.
Have to.
They
have
to.
They have to.
For many, many years to come. This is a tool that will help them to become more comfortable with that electronics, for mom and dad to feel secure that it's a great learning tool for them, and the kids are going to have some fun at the same time.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
I want to introduce you, Cassie Slane. He's a busy mommy of three.
That's right.
How are you? Here's Cassie. Pause it real quick, Duncan.
All right. Hold on. Wait, what? All right.
So, describe Cassie.
I don't know. She's a...
let me see. 30. She's a fun-loving early 30-something. Hey, she's your, I'm going to go out on
she's
Friday.
She's like your...
Mean mommy.
She's kind of a mean-looking mommy, but she's like... She's the mommy that's got it all together.
Right? Yeah.
Like, classic. She's like, I got everything down. I'm a hip mom that's, with it.
Now that I see her, that's who T-Pain gets his codeine from. That's
her. All right, nice.
Electronics expert.
All right, so moving on, we'll...
I've had some fun with this thing.
This is amazing. What's so great about this is kids love tablets. They love playing with
They love tablets. They love playing with tablets.
They love the educational games. But mom and dad want them to be safe. They want them to do, you know,
all right,
everything.
Stop it there.
But, you know...
Hey, I'm trying.
You gotta have your hand
Can
on
I guess
this.
What happens?
Did you hear her first? Did you hear her stumble already?
Yeah.
Did you hear just, like, her words got a little blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Go back. Let's all listen a little carefully. Just go back a little bit so we can hear that.
I want to introduce you, Cassie Slane, who's a busy mommy of three.
That's right.
How are you?
It's great to see you.
I know this was designed for kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some fun with this thing.
This is amazing. What's so great about this is the kids love tablets. They love playing with tablets.
Uh-huh.
They love the games. They love the educational games. But mom and dad want them to be safe. They want them to do...
Exactly.
All right.
Now, everything on. But, you know...
Is she going to pass out right now?
But, you know, and she's... Hold on. At this moment, she's kind of leaning on the table a little bit.
Right.
She looks seasick a little.
Yeah, she's like... Okay, and then she's...
Exactly.
Tapping her chest.
Oh, dear. She's literally actually tapping her chest, and she's looking at the host, right?
Yeah.
She's looking at the guy there.
She's like, oh God.
You okay?
You okay?
Wait. All right. Hold on. Wait, before you say anything... Just give me like 5 seconds there.
Okay.
Give me a 5 second pad. Go back.
All right.
This is amazing. What's so great about this is kids love tablets. They love playing with tablets.
So at this point,
they love the
guy's
games.
Reaching
they love
over.
The
just touching her
games.
Thigh a little bit.
But mom and dad want them to be safe.
Slowly moving up.
Just wait. Everything on. But, you know.
You can tell when she gets interested. See, she's like,
See, he's starting to get sexual.
And
okay.
He's sliding it up.
Ooh.
Sliding it up. Wait, let
Ooh,
it go.
Your version is sexy.
Let it go. Why'd you stop right. it?
What it does is it gives us an opportunity for us to be able to offer
he keeps talking.
A piece
just,
of electronic
And they flash
equipment.
To just the product
exactly.
image.
They go to the product. They go to the product image.
He is raping her right now while he's talking about that product.
And he keeps going.
The secret of it is that it has all the
That's
technology
so messed
that
up.
Yeah. tablet has.
Now it goes back. Just wait.
Go to the card.
It's not over yet.
Go to the card.
All of the fun filters that mom and dad's tablet would make available to them. But with the security features of being able to make sure that your children are not going to get onto websites that you would be concerned with.
Just wait.
We'll do all of that in just a second. We'll get Cassie's mic working back again.
Oh, we'll get Cassie's mic working again. There was a mic problem.
Well, we had to turn it off while she was gagging.
After she
while she was gagging on his dong, yeah.
I know what's happening.
And I'll show you how it works. Take a look at this.
Show you how it works. Take a look at this.
The tablet has a nice big screen to it.
Nice big titties.
It's similar to mom and dad's tablet.
Oh, wait, and now the guy's back, and he's by himself.
And he's by himself. It's
like... It does go on, though. She comes back again and has... They make another allusion to her, which is pretty funny. So,
in my version, she walks out into a very... German-like incinerator. He's like, he used her up. She's done. Goes in the incinerator. Poof. She's a little bit of dust. You just sweep it out. You know.
All right. So here she is. She's back. She's back. All right.
Why you got to ruin my version?
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
And it's exactly like
because kids need that.
Angry Birds. They can play it. They can have fun with it. The websites that they are able to access on this are only kid. Friendly website.
Yeah, we get it.
This is actually built on the Zoodles.
Bitch is back.
Basically, the Zoodles kid mode. So you know your kid is always safe when they're.
You know your kid is always safe when they're
in the kid mode. Uh-huh. So this is a kid
browser. She's back, but they went to the product.
The only thing that they can access in here
shows
are kid friendly, preloaded kid apps. So you know that your child is always safe when they're in here.
Huh. There she is again.
Let me show you the browser on here. The browser is all kid. It's called the Maxthon.
She's fucking up again.
And it is an internet browser.
Yes, this is all Wi-Fi. And what it does is you know that your child is safe because what it does is anything that's preloaded on here is kid-friendly.
Cody.
Mom and dad have to access. See, look at all you're showing here. you want to add another internet website, you have to have a password.
Okay.
The kids cannot do what they can.
What is happening?
Oh my God.
Meltdown.
She's been on camera before.
Meltdown.
Right?
Wow.
This is a chick that's done this before.
One sec.
A little problem. We're going to go off to the phone line, say hello. Let me talk to Lorraine in New Jersey.
I think you guys missed it. One second. Like, that very end, hang on.
Let me get this set up. Cassie, have a seat, sweetheart. Cassie's having a little problem. We're going to go off of the phone line.
She having a goddamn seizure?
Talk to Lorraine in New Jersey.
Cassie, have a...
And say hello. Lorraine,
have a seat, sweetheart.
Lorraine.
I hope Nancy's all right.
So, yeah. That was a thing that happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jesus. And you're right. It is interesting. Hasn't she ever been on air before? And
I don't know what it seems like.
Yeah. She's either, like, completely pilled out.
Or maybe you're low blood sugar. I don't know.
Either way, it makes for some damn good.
It's scary that she has three kids, though. Like, what if she's like driving and that happens?
Yes.
Like, seriously.
What do you think of her, T-Pain?
I think that bitch is sexy because she supplies my codeine.
T-Pain, really, really.
If you want
again,
freaky,
T-Pain,
freaky with brains ass.
What?
You got that junk in your
come throat. On, I've got more codeine back here.
So, I'm not a big fan of sports by any means.
You? Not a big fan of sports?
But
I'm shocked by that.
Who, this guy, Eric Winston of the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's a professional football team.
That's a professional football team. Now, I was actually kind of impressed with this because it was, there's been a lot of controversy over the years about professional football and them taking these impacts, and it's been proven scientifically.
I know what you're talking about. I actually read about this story.
It's been proven scientifically that, you know, they're getting a beating, and they kind of do get fucked up, and...
And that's why Junior Seau killed himself.
And years later, they can't get health insurance, and all sorts of stuff happens.
What?
So it's an issue.
I think T-Pain's mic is down.
Sorry.
Hello? There we go.
T-Pain, when he comes on, mutes your mic.
That bastard.
I told you, Bane...
They fuck with things.
The Bane and T-Pain show is fucking hacking our show.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it at this point.
We've tried. But they're a superior...
It's a firewall thing. Yeah. They have my password, and I can't change it. They've disenabled... Bane is smart, all right?
They you fuck know? You.
It's probably something like Sewer Rat Codeine 1965. Why haven't I tried that yet? All right. That's Super my next Rat one.
Cody, 1965.
That would be a good password.
That's a great password.
All right. So this guy, Eric Winston of the Kansas City Chiefs, tears. That's a different word.
Yeah.
Into fans who cheered a quarterback's injury. I guess some guy got injured.
What it was is
Matt
the...
Castle.
There you go.
Got very injured in a game.
He got the fuck knocked out of him.
And I guess their own fans at the stadium were cheering his injury. And this,
yeah, because this what is... it was. All right, here's a little backstory for it.
Okay,
people have been in Kansas City are really upset that Matt Castle is still the starting quarterback for the Chiefs because he kind of has been, you know, sucking a big old fat one.
Right. So, but this is this guy's response.
To the fans cheering about it.
About it, him getting injured.
It was a concussion, and he was on the field, and it was at that point.
And
like,
he's like, hang on here. Like, yeah, whether you like him or not, whether he's doing a good job or not.
If you've ever watched a professional football game, when that fucking kind of play happens and somebody gets injured.
Sorry, here we go.
Yeah.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Coliseum. People pay their money, hard-earned money, to come in here, and I believe they can boo, they can cheer, they can do whatever they want, because I believe that, hey, we're lucky to play this game, a game, to come in here, and people, it's hard economic times, and they still pay the money to do this, okay? But when somebody gets hurt, there are long-lasting ramifications to the game we play, long-lasting ramifications to the game we play, all right? I've already kind of come to the understanding I probably won't live as long because I play this game, and that's okay. That's the choice I've made. That's a choice all of us has made. But when you cheer somebody getting knocked out, I don't care who it is, and it just so happened to be Matt Castle, it's sickening. It's 100% sickening. And I've never, ever, and I've been in some rough times on some rough teams, I've never been more embarrassed in my life to play football than in that moment right there. And I get emotional about it because these guys, they work their butts off.
Not to sound like SportsCenter or anything, but I kind of agree with this dude.
Yeah.
This is Eric Winston. And all he's saying is it's completely inappropriate to cheer another person's injury or them getting hurt. That is, there's a line that you can draw. And when your own fans.
Yeah.
When that's the you know,
right. here's my retort to be the guy to have a retort. You are in the fucking Coliseum. You're in a Coliseum of people. You are the gladiators for their entertainment. Whether or not you like it or you want to put it in that context, you're getting paid a shit ton of money to go out and do something that you're good at because you've trained your body over, you know, since you were in middle school.
Yeah.
You lift a lot of weights. If you weren't playing football, you'd probably be in prison. You know, same thing. You'd look the same, but you'd be in prison with tattoos and shit.
He did say though, like he made a choice to play football. But no, I don't know about it.
All right, here's the thing. I remember when I was a kid watching a game when the Detroit Lions were playing, and one of their players got severely injured to the point like he was paralyzed. They had to wheel him off
You know what I mean? But that shit happens.
Yeah, the shit happens. But the point is that I guess it would be equivalent to seeing a car accident and cheering for the car accident, which is what I do in NASCAR. So I really can't.
Right.
I can't.
I'm just trying to be the voice of opposition.
I know.
I cheer against them in my regular day life just because they slow me down.
Yeah.
It's always the asshole that just looks at a car accident, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're the ones that are actually slowing it down.
I've had so much fury over that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, being, like, okay, I-4 is bad when you get the looky-loos, like, on the other side. Uh-huh. The accident's not even on your side of the highway.
Yeah.
You
know?
But, like, going through Atlanta or Chicago.
Oh, my God.
In the same situation, you're stuck for hours. Like, hours.
Yeah.
3 hours, and then you finally see what the deal is. And it has nothing to do with anybody.
Yep.
And you're, you know, yeah. It's very sad.
The fuck are you doing with that?
Want you guys to see this.
You love babies.
This is a thing I got in the mail the other day.
Okay.
Which I find to be one of the most hysterical things political ads I've ever seen. It's okay. It's a dumb political ad, but look how much like resources this takes. This is a it's a pretty hefty sheet of paper, you know. It's a big, it's all color and glossy and shit. And on the front of it, before you open it, it's there's a baby. Show everyone. It's a baby there. And it says
we teach our kids not to make the same mistake twice.
And there she is turning on a burner for a fire.
Yeah, fuck know? Yeah.
She's about to
dumbass.
Yeah, she's about to set herself on fire, right?
That's brilliant. So
that's how you learn, goddammit.
So then you open it.
I've done that.
And this is turns out to be an anti Bob Brooks ad, whoever Bob Brooks is. But you know, there's no like positive candidate. There's no like don't
right
vote for somebody else like or anything.
There's no vote for this guy. It's don't vote for this guy.
Fuck this guy.
You know? Vote for anybody but this guy. But
yeah, just fuck this guy. And I'm sure he probably sucks if somebody took the money to do this.
Paid for by this guy's wife.
But it's, it's funny as hell to me because, of course, outside we've got the baby about to set herself on fire. Then open it up. Inside, there's a family that have ashes all over their face.
Oh my
and
God.
Smoke behind
there's
them.
Smoke in front of them. There's a baby with fucking ash all over it.
It's Mount St. Helens.
I thought it was an anti-Obama thing. You'd
and, it
that
says,
and,
and it says, we can't let him get back to Tallahassee. Not everyone remembers him, but Bob, not everyone remembers him, and we're still going to say fuck this guy. Not everyone remembers him, but Bob Brooks was in the state house before. Back then, Brooks pushed an extreme social agenda that hurt public schools and ignored the real priorities of Florida families. First off, gives you nothing.
Yeah.
Gives you absolutely nothing.
What are the
nothing.
Real priorities of Florida families?
And second, somebody really hates this guy. Because they did all this, and it the first line is, not everyone remembers him. Like...
It's just like
this guy's like, worthless, and we're still going to say, no, he's running again.
It's like digging up a rock star from 1948 and being like, hey, this guy, fuck him.
Not everyone remembers Adam Ant, but he definitely shouldn't get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because of that goddamn Goody Two Shoes song.
That's very true.
All right. So then there's the last time Bob Brooks was in the State House. We all got burned.
That's what that's what caught my attention the
first
time.
That's the tagline. That's
we
the
all
thing.
Got
babies
burned.
And their families.
Babies burned.
Then it goes on to what I would say are what they are trying to say to us are the facts. You know,
Is he holding a trick-or-treating bag?
Oh, no. He is not holding a trick-or-treating bag. I was going to save this for last, Duncan, but now that you've pointed it out, he is holding a gasoline can and a lighter. That is a photoshopped image.
He's like, that was me as a baby.
Fuck this guy. There's him. Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy hard. He sets fires to black churches. Fuck this guy.
I think that's what happened.
All right. So
he burns babies.
Here's why we should hate Bob Brooks. All right. Bob Brooks' extreme record. He supported a voucher scheme that drains our public schools and gives our tax dollars to schools run by out-of-state for-profit corporations. Okay, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, I don't know. Well, because we don't have kids. But here's my thing:
but there's no facts. Like, put a fact.
Yeah.
Like what he did. Like,
well, and also, how bad do Florida public schools suck in compared to the rest of the nation? Let's be how bad. Does anybody know the figure on that?
I don't know the figure, but it is actually kind of bad.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
It's bad, but still not as bad as Alabama.
Well, no
and
shit.
And probably better than Detroit.
Well, they're close enough. This is Tallahassee.
Okay, now I have to look it up because you're a cocksucker.
And because
slash
you're
funding for maternity and infant care for women. All right. How much did he slash it by? You know, give me some facts.
With flames.
Right.
Like, there's just like, it's broad statements. Oh, and he voted against funding for domestic violence shelters. That's a dick move. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Brooks claimed that domestic partner benefits would lead to the spread of AIDS. And increased ticket prices
that doesn't
at Disney.
Even really exist.
And increased ticket prices at Disney World?
That's the second part that I... Yes.
What?
This is why we shouldn't.
Wait. Because homos make Disney more expensive?
If anything, they're driving the
bus
down.
They've got all that AIDS that we've got to pay for because of the, you know?
So much AIDS.
So much AIDS everywhere. And God. And Disney is just...
Let me read the idiocy of this statement one
Disney
more time.
Disney is laden with AIDS.
Someone paid money to have this printed. Brooks claimed that domestic partner benefits would lead to the spread of AIDS. That's all in bold. Then it goes unbold and goes, and increased ticket prices at Disney.
That is appalling. I'm never voting for that guy.
Yeah, fuck it. Disney should not be that expensive.
Nah.
Seriously.
It's his fault.
it's Bob Brooks' fault. Which, obviously, he must be, like, invested in Disney. He has, or he's some guy that, you know, has Disney. You know, why would they put that there? I kind of get what you're doing there. But why would you ever put those two statements in the same sentence? Like, the same bullet point. There are four bullet points of why you're telling me this guy sucks. And one of the four includes... comparing AIDS to increasing prices at Disney.
That just boggles my mind.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Now I want to vote for Bob Brooks because I don't know, but I kind of like this guy. He holds gas cans. He sets babies on fire. He hates. He raises ticket prices at Disney and doesn't like AIDS. I'm in.
They're making him more popular. Exactly. Like, well, now you have to remember him.
Now he wants to stop health insurance from covering birth control. And put even more restrictions on a woman's right to choose.
Yeah.
Like, first, the way these are even written. Like, somebody...
It's like that, Alabama stuff.
Yes. These people don't know how to even compose sentences in English. I know this is pot calling kettle black, but motherfucker,
God.
I'm not in politics.
Thank God for that.
So vote Bob Brooks, everyone. I think Bob Brooks is an Ono Radio Show candidate.
Yay. He's endorsed by the Ono Radio Show.
Absolutely.
We should put his picture up on the...
Yay.
Bob Brooks. That was
supposed to be...
That was good. Applause, that was really good. I'm fired up now because of that.
I'm trying to find the rankings for this, and it is just like reading fucking... Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh.
No, that's population.
What do we look? Oh, you're still looking this up here.
You're motherfucking right.
You're talking
population.
You're trying to find how Florida scores in like public schools. Is
yeah,
that what you're trying to do.
It's really what I'm. That's all I'm looking for. Enrollment
look
and
up,
attendance.
Just look up Florida ranking public school. Like I'm sure they'll give you a state. What is going on
the
computer?
Know.
I don't know. All right. We're almost up on break, but before we do that. I want to tell you guys, I might have made a huge mistake.
Did you sell another car to Russians?
Didn't do that. I did, however, get a private Facebook message from our good friend Mark in the UK.
Oh, Mark.
And he asked for my actual address.
Did you give it to him?
I did.
I did. Fucked up.
I did. What do you think I'm going to get from Mark? Do you think I'm going to get a finger?
I think you're going to get a... dump in a box
on a cassette.
I know this is a guy. This is the only time I've ever done this in my life. Is like give somebody that I've met randomly online. Well, not randomly because it's through the show, but
right.
You know, how do you feel about that? He's got the address to the studio, Duncan.
Yeah,
he can just like show up.
He'll be here.
Are we doing a show tonight? And it'll just be Teresa here.
Yeah, and he's gonna be hammered, drunk.
Yeah,
and he's like a big dude. He's just gonna like knock down the door like a Kool Aid man, and just blah 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 blah. I just figured it out. Mark is Bane.
Mark is Bane.
He's a computer IT guy.
It all makes sense.
Fuck shit, balls, ass, fuck dicks. I got
okay.
Bane's so loud.
Well, Bane is an angry guy, so just, you know.
Get on that codeine.
You guys heard of Elon Musk?
What?
Is that a scent for men?
It is not. It sounds like it.
It does.
But it's an actual dude's name.
Oh, that's terrible. He sounds manly.
He is the guy. He's kind of like a co-founder of PayPal.
Oh, that fool just helped me get paid today.
He owns the Tesla Motor Company.
Oh.
And he owns a company called SpaceX. If you know nothing about SpaceX, they are a private
space tourism.
No, they're not even doing space tourism. They're picking up where our NASA left off.
Space porn?
For the first time the other day, literally on Sunday of this week, Cape Canaveral, in conjunction of SpaceX and NASA, launched the first private spacecraft to deliver a payload to the International Space Station. We are paying a private company. Our government is paying a private company to launch things into space.
Is it the Virgin one?
No. It is SpaceX. It is the guy that... It's a rocket based on the kind of Atlantis technology.
I thought you were
saying SpaceX. It's got a lot more fail safes. It's really fucking badass. And they've done a few... I think that this was around fifth flight, but it was the first time to really actually do something. And it delivered the first payload to the International Space Station.
You said load.
Pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. I agree. Cool.
And it is strange that, you know, the government is paying a company to do its bidding, you know, in space.
We're too far in debt to do NASA anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What it came down to is it was going to cost $80 million. I think it was like $80 million to take this payload up with the help of the Russians and SpaceX underbid, but like, we'll do it for $20 million. So.
Well, all right.
Does it help
That's
us?
That's ridiculous.
And does it kind of help us all, though? Because it's great. It can start the space race again.
They're driving the price down, you know?
Exactly. It'll only get cheaper from here, which means Virgin Galactic's going to have to do shit to compete with it eventually if they're going to do the privatized thing. I would absolutely love to go up on one of those. Like, kind of a dream of mine.
Yeah. I think before our time is done, we'll be able to catch a ride in the spacosphere.
You know? Be like 70 and be like, yeah.
I'll be all about it, though.
Yeah, I would do it. Do you see this Red Bull thing where there's some guy like way up in the... I don't know what it's called, but
is
I keep...
stratosphere jump or something?
Yeah.
Well, Matt Hoffman was supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Hoffman was supposed to do that, and I think he's a bit too loopy.
He got old.
At this point. Yeah,
and he's just like, fuck that.
But he was competing. He wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I guess, who did they find? Do you know the guy's name?
I don't know the guy's name. I've just been seeing memes about it. Like, they were going to do it, but then I guess they aborted the launch or something like that. But, like, there's pictures of this dude, like, standing on the edge of the spacecraft at the the edge of the atmosphere.
Does he jump?
Yeah, he's going to, like, jump, like, skydive from there. Insane. And he's, like, in a fucking spacesuit, and he's going to skydive from there. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's awesome. Get more...
Like, at some point, yeah, but how long is that free fall going to be?
Woo!
That's...
You could, like, read your Kindle while you're falling from
space. Yeah. Like, it's going to freeze up at that.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's in a spacesuit, so... And you wouldn't freeze, because you
wouldn't freeze.
Well, you got to penetrate the fucking sound barrier, and you're almost on fire, aren't you, at that point? Isn't there a point where you're coming through, and it's all just like...
No, you hit terminal velocity because you're still in the atmosphere when you jump. Like,
you're not re-entry. That's when it happens.
Yeah, it's on re-entry.
Okay.
But still, like, terminal velocity is
nerd
still
talk
like
here.
144 miles.
The owner radio show. We have a voicemail from Bender. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
He's probably not going to be calling because he has band practice. I'm going to do something with my life creatively and not call the show. Yeah, all right, fine.
Hey there, radio show, or whatever it is you douchebags like to call yourself. I thought I'd just let you know, found the big steam pile of crap you left on my doorstep. Guess one of you fat bastards had the urge to eat a bunch of Butterfingers and couldn't keep it together.
Duncan.
So, my floor is pretty much ruined. Got it all over my sandals, tracked it onto my linoleum. It's stinking pretty bad over here. So, thanks for nothing, and go fuck yourself.
All right. First off, that was awesome. I want to reintroduce that because that wasn't Jack Bender at all, apparently. I hit the wrong button. That was somebody else, dude. I don't know who that was, but that's obviously like an angry neighbor of someone.
I guess.
I don't remember doing that, Duncan. Did I do that?
I don't remember.
You said a fat bastard, so it's got to be
you. It's got to be me.
You do like Butterfingers.
And you do like Butterfingers, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone in the neighborhood we don't know about yet. Yeah, right. One of those posters I put up, you know, I've been tagging the neighborhood with Oh No Radio Show stickers. And, great. You know, posters.
You didn't make no stickers.
I did. I put them all over the neighborhood. They're awesome. You should check them out. You guys ready for a break? Is that about right?
I could do a break.
Yeah? I think I could do a break, too.
Seems legit.
Seems about right. We've been, We'll give them what we need to give them, you know?
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them.
That's what I say. That's been my theme today. Fuck them.
Exactly. All right. We're going to play some music. This is going to be some bullshit, and we'll be back in just a minute. So. Have fun, kids. We will be right back. We will do a second segment.
I haven't heard this song in so long.
And we will go fuck your mothers. Show segment two. We always know how this ends up.
Yep, or how it starts off in this case.
Go fuck yourself. All right.
Yes.
Nicely drunk. Gonna do a show now.
Oh, perfect time.
We have a viewer. Ladies and gentlemen. Have a viewer. I've got three guesses as to who it is. Jack, call if you're around. I know you hate this, Ty, but I've got one more YouTube clip.
I didn't say I hate it.
I want to play it. I think it's funny. Well, it's. Sorry, I am too drunk. Here we go. This is a CBS anchor of a local news station who is a bit more plump than your average news person.
I didn't know you did news, Duncan.
On Friday, I received the following email from a lacrosse man with the subject line community responsibility, and it reads as follows. Hi, Jennifer. It's unusual that I see your morning show, but I did so for a very short time today. I was surprised indeed to witness that your physical condition hasn't improved for many years. Surely you don't consider yourself a suitable example for this community's young people, girls in particular. Obesity is one of the worst choices a person can make and one of the most dangerous habits to maintain.
I'm so glad you
I leave you this note hoping that you'll reconsider your responsibility as a local public personality to present and promote a healthy lifestyle.
Oh my God.
Now, wow. Those of us in the media, we get a healthy dose of critiques from our viewers throughout the year, and we realize that it comes with having a job in the public eye. But this email was more than that. While I tried my best to laugh off the very hurtful attack on my appearance, my colleagues could not do the same, especially my husband, our 6-10 anchor, Mike Thompson. Mike posted this email.
I want to stop it right there, because I think that is fucking hilarious. First off, We just heard a pretty hurtful email.
Right.
I was shocked to see she was reading it. I didn't even realize
Yeah.
that.
She kind of has a lot of balls to be doing this.
Absolutely.
But then you, and you, and you're like, balls. Oh, look at this empowered fat woman. She's, look at empowered fatty fat, you know, stick it up for women's rights and all that.
Being all chunky.
Oh, being all big and fatty fat and chunky. Yeah. And then you realize after there's the sentence that she says, and we don't know her. We're not in her, you know, local news, you know, area, you know, she's some local bitch
somewhere.
No, yeah, somewhere. And we're not in that somewhere. So either way, she's talking to an audience here on YouTube, you know, and it is just a regular news report, but I'm watching this and saying, I don't know who you are. Yes, you were kind of a fat newscaster. You know, yes, that was kind of a harsh email, but that's some drunk asshole doing it. And then she's going on the power, you know.
I was going to let it slide, but my fellow newscasters could not.
Exactly, exactly. And then she says, my husband.
The 6 and 10 anchor.
Exactly, the 6 and 10 anchor.
She's just like, he's important.
He's the big man around here, yeah. Okay? My husband, the big man around here, he's not going to stand for this. So, we can go on from here. I'll rewind a little bit and play it.
Those of us in the media, we get a healthy dose of critiques from our viewers throughout the year, and we realize that it comes with having a job in the public eye. But this email was more than that. While I tried my best to laugh off the very hurtful attack on my appearance,
the very
my colleagues
hurtful.
Could not do the same, especially
they couldn't.
My husband,
they couldn't.
Our 6 and 10 anchor, Mike Thompson. Mike
Thompson could not.
On his WKBT Facebook page, and what happened next?
Oh, his big Facebook page.
Inspiring. Hundreds and hundreds of people have taken the time out of their day to not only lift hundreds. My spirits, but
hundreds.
Take a
I tell you
that attacks like this are not okay.
Not okay.
And we're gonna have more on that in just a
no.
second.
No.
But first, the truth is,
not okay to eat that extra
overweight.
Chicken wing bit.
You could call
look,
me fat. Yes,
wait.
Even obese.
You missed it, guys. You missed it.
Chart. But to the person,
she said the truth is.
She said the truth is.
You can call me.
I'm
fat.
A fat piece of shit.
Now we're gonna have more on that in just a second. But first, the truth is, I am overweight. You can call me fat, and yes, even obese.
And she is. She's overweight.
But to the person,
but not
who wrote
morbidly.
That letter,
not she's morbid. Not horrible.
Do you think I don't know that?
She's Ricky Lakey.
That your cruel words are pointing.
She is very Ricky
Lakey. I don't see. You don't.
I want to go back though. I do feel a little bit bad for her. I think she's handling it actually quite well. I feel, yeah, she's a little bit douchey. And would she have done this if she wasn't married to...
The 6 and 10 anchor.
The 6 and 10 anchor? Probably not. If her colleagues hadn't stood up for her, she wouldn't be able to really do it herself. And
right.
That's her whole message is like, stand up for yourself and all this stuff. I was made fun of. You can tell she's the girl that was made fun of in high school. And she's...
Well,
I'm
so
sick
was
of
I.
It.
And it's okay.
Yeah. You know what? You grow up.
At some point, you get the
you
fuck
grow
over
a set
it.
Of balls, and you move on with life.
And you do a bunch of speed, and you get a bunch of tattoos,
well,
and you lose your teeth, and then everything's okay.
It doesn't have to be like that.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that's how
on,
I coped
I was
with it.
Picked on, too, and the way I coped with it was with beer and fucking kicking ass at life. So there.
Now you have a radio show that you can make fun of these douchebags on.
Exactly.
I became diabetic. That's pretty awesome.
They told me I could be anything I want. I became
way
diabetic.
Way to stick it to the man.
Yeah, dude. I was like, fuck all of you. I'm going to be diabetic, skinny as a rail. You don't even know.
You don't even,
you don't
know.
Even know.
You don't even know how I'm going to turn out.
Fuck
everyone
y'all.
Has
fuck
their
y'all.
Different things. Like, I was heavy in high school, too. I mean, you just, you go through that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but I have seen a couple of pictures of you when you were bigger, when
yeah.
you were younger.
Can we bring them up?
And it is... No, it's amazing. It's amazing how... first off, I've always thought you were beautiful. And I mean that in the
true.
Least rapey fashion I can do it.
Yeah, yeah. The complete opposite studios. Of the way that yeah. I say it,
right,
which
right,
is
right.
totally rapey.
Or me.
But no, I've always thought she was beautiful. And it's amazing. I mean, do you feel like a different person after, like, the years have gone by, and I mean, you obviously were a heavier set girl when you were younger, and now you're not. Now you're
See, now
you look
I know.
Amazing.
It is weird. I mean, especially going back to my hometown where I grew up, and people are like, who are you?
Do they not recognize you at all?
It's the weirdest thing. And I had longer hair. I had, like, I was different. Like, it was crazy. So it is strange in that aspect. But
besides being 6'9", people cannot. If I wasn't as tall as I am, they would have no idea.
What did you look like in high school? What are you complete? Well, I bet you had long hair, hippie hair. Still tall.
I let it grow out a little. I had different colors of hair for a long time. I had blue. I had a little green. You know,
a little greeny.
Little Duncan special.
Put the camera on, Ty. Would you mind?
But but I was definitely. I'm not gonna say. I guess you could call it overweight. 6'9". I mean, the way they get the American figures is the average. Mm-hmm. The average 6'9" person in America is probably like 330 pounds or something. You know, because 6'9".
That's a big.
That's a big dude.
Yeah. Yeah. You but stand out.
In high school, I was probably 250, 260.
Really?
And now I have a going of 180, 190 if I'm lucky. You know.
You were that big?
Yeah, man.
No kidding.
Ty and I weigh the same.
I want to see pictures of that.
Yeah, well, you know.
You say you're about 180 now?
Yeah, now. Yeah.
And that's all height. Because there's no, there's not much meat.
No,
on
exactly.
The bones.
Like, I'm like 190, somewhere between like 190 and 2 usually.
You know how much I am, right?
You're like a buck and a quarter.
I am 139 soaking wet in steel toe shoes.
You were a steak, I could eat you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I'm wafy. I get it.
250, you know, though, that's nothing.
But I wasn't really, I mean, I had a little extra on my haunches, but I was still, you know, I was playing basketball. I was just.
Dude, I played every sport imaginable and I was still just huge.
What was your top?
My top was 380.
Oh, God.
I want to meet
380 Duncan because I just feel like he would give the best hug ever.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
The ladies loved it. I was Hurley, exactly, from Lost.
I've heard, this is through fat friends of mine.
Okay.
That the
I'd like to consider myself an authority on fat people.
Well, here
so.
We go. That's why I'm referencing
being a
you
recovering
here.
Fat person.
I've heard, you know how you get the pudge? Like, it's in between the gut and it's kind of the chode, the enlarged, like, not the chode, but the gooch of the man.
The fupa area?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've heard that can, at times, be great for a lady because there's, you know, added weight and pressure upon, you know, certain parts when you're going.
Who's telling you this?
Have you ever been with a big, like a really a big man? Like, not like big, like dick wise. I mean, we're all big dicks here, but as far as like a large obese man,
full figured.
No, because when I was, I wasn't like. But can you? I was still virgin.
Can you see the logic in what I'm approaching here? Like the.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you were to,
do you ever know anything about that, Duncan?
I mean, I.
You're the authority here.
I know. No, I was a fat virgin for a long time.
Oh, were you?
I was an experienced virgin, but like.
What is an experience? Right.
That means that you can lick their hoo ha,
but you can't do their.
But you can't stick it in.
But you can't put it in.
Not even the tip.
No,
just the tip.
No, man, that works sometimes.
No,
they always get mad.
Man, I just want to see if it fits.
Just for a second.
Come yeah.
On. Just see how it
that
feels.
Was like the worst.
Ooh, it's warm
excuse
in there.
Just the tip.
Just
the tip. No, like, no girl ladies. No girl should ever fall for that.
Oh, it totally worked. That worked.
That is probably one of those things
that
won't go
hand,
down.
But it worked.
Yeah.
Were they drunk?
No. Well, I don't know. I was in high school.
GHB. Woo.
There's a lot of things that worked in high school that
don't
work now.
That do not work in the adult world. And that's good.
That is good. We have to learn a little bit.
The scariest thing is it's not journey. It's not high school anymore. It's like middle school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you tell yourself
it's going
that.
Backwards.
You tell yourself that.
That they're whores. They're
like
all
the whores
whores.
Are getting younger.
Yeah, the that's whores are getting younger is what we're saying.
And it's scary.
Oh, no, no.
What were you
Well, how young are we talking, though?
I'm saying I don't want to grow up is all I'm saying.
Because you want to keep banging 13-year-old whores.
Duh. My whole objective of this show. Wait, what?
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 Hey.
I'm Bane. I do not endorse this message.
Thank God somebody didn't endorse that, because I didn't want to have
to. T-Pain does not agree.
Well, T-Pain's all codeined
he's
up.
All fucked
like,
up. He might stroll in here in a little bit.
Yeah, he can do that. Yeah. I don't know how they do it. Like I said, I think we've been hacked.
I think
the
we
show's
probably,
been hacked by T-Pain and Bane, and they just
they come
do
and go
what
as they
want
they,
now
as they please.
That's what they do.
So, Owen, I want to talk about something.
Please, you bring up a topic.
You bring up a topic. I want to talk about the addiction in my life that you're responsible for.
Oh no.
And that
I think
is,
I have an idea what this is.
Yeah, it's something that
it's bad, isn't it?
It is. It's really bad.
You can't stop, and then you even start, like, doing it with random people.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, I've got 15 games.
Oh, my God, and you don't even care about these people, but you're really... Whoa, what was that?
I touched the thing.
Okay, don't touch anything. Don't scare me with power flickering, because...
That scared the fuck out of me, too.
The X-Men just came in here, and fucking Storm just blew a light up, but we're okay.
We're back.
We're back. We're talking about it's a pretty serious addiction amongst a lot of my friends. We're not the only ones.
No,
Duncan.
We're not.
And I'm sorry I did this to you.
And you badgered me about it, too.
I did.
For a week. You're like, why haven't you downloaded this yet?
And lo and behold, you love it.
Yeah?
And it's Song Pop, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Do you play, Kelsey? Do you play
not
at all?
Not yet, but we were talking about it last
oh,
night.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, she's about to.
Basically, folks, for those of you that are unfamiliar with the Song Pop games, Ty plays as well.
Yeah, I'm on that shit.
He's on that shit. And
I'm a casual player.
If you don't know, it's trivia with songs. Basically,
it's name that tune.
It's all it is. Yet you get to pick your own categories. You earn coins for the amount of times you win. You save up your coins and you can buy silly things like pro
wrestling.
And me and Duncan have
been gay for a long time.
Well, I think we've all known that.
Exactly. So basically, we've
not that there's anything wrong. With
we've
it.
Got this whole dude. It's epic. It's an epic battle.
Oh, it really is. And we're just back and forth, and we're always just points away from one another, whoever it is, and like. God forbid that you hit the wrong fucking one and you lose that time and those points and you're like, motherfucker.
When you get mad at yourself when you're like one point two and like, nope, I could have done better.
Yeah.
And then you like see all of them at the end of the game and you're like, fuck, like that's not bad, but damn, that's beatable.
Yeah.
That's beatable. And you see the person you're playing and you're like, fuck. And yeah. I go through a whole like mental psychology.
Oh yeah.
I get myself psyched up beforehand.
Yeah.
I don't play people I know straight off the bat. I play a couple of warm-up rounds to get myself going, you know, and then I switch it up from the randoms to the, okay, now I got to go through all the people that I know.
Yeah.
And then you get in a real heated battle. It's, oh, man. And,
dude,
and pro wrestling, it's obnoxious as fuck, but I do it to everyone now.
Yeah, me
because
too.
It's,
because everybody got tired of me playing metal against them.
Oh, I do blues
I'm
a
lot.
I'm
tired of all my playlists. Do you buy them?
You don't have to physically buy them with money.
You
buy them
with
your coins,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I earn the points, but I guess I don't play enough to earn
enough. Oh, man, you need. He's not a real player.
That's
only,
the thing.
No. He's
and
not
you
a
know
power
what?
Player
if you
like
really
us.
Want to...
How many games are you playing at once?
I've probably got 15 in 15. Progress right now.
Wow.
Some of those are people that like I've sent requests to and they haven't back. So if you're listening to this, fucking play me so I can earn more coins by beating your ass.
Exactly.
Yeah, I play like 4 at a time, maybe tops.
I usually have 7 or 8 that'll stack up at a time, and then I'm playing for like a half an hour. Just
sometimes
I get so mad when like I fucking slam down on one and it's the wrong one.
Duncan, don't fret too much. You don't need to worry.
No,
don't fret, man.
You don't need to worry about Song Pop. All
right.
You don't need to worry about being fat.
Right.
You don't need to worry about your thinning hair.
Oh.
You don't need to worry about looking like a weird Hugh Laurie double.
Super weird Hugh Laurie.
Super weird
Super
Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie.
Super weird
you, Lori.
Talking about the guy from House.
Does about the same amount of drugs, but
what?
Can't feel
has one more chin than him.
Talk about you, Lori.
The guy from House.
Try to say you, Lori.
You, Lori.
It's a motherfucker from House.
He's the guy that's on. It's. I think it's a show that's on USA every once.
Pretty sure it's on its last season right now.
Duncan looks like a weird guy from House.
Like a really weird guy from House.
He looks like that guy that's English but doesn't have an accent in the show.
What's that all about?
Pain pills.
Gay midget stunt double.
Gay midget stunt double.
Guy.
A weird version of really that guy from guy House, guy whose name House. Is.
Whose name is.
That we have actually a live listener that is able.
Somebody got that.
Somebody heard that. Somebody saw that.
By the way, I've been receiving these messages. I accepted his friendship on Skype, and he's been messaging me this whole time, and he's obviously Rabbi listening because he's referencing Song Pop here. His name is Une Bolivar. Bolivar?
Ooh.
I don't know who the fuck you are, but you sound ethnic and cool.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, he just said, yeah, buddy. He said, yeah, he just did it.
That might be Daniela. I don't know.
It's just, oh, man.
Maybe.
Hey, man.
Hey, girl.
You should call up, bro.
What's up?
Or lady.
You should hit up the show.
If
you know?
You're a dude, what's up? If you're
what's
my
up?
Girl, hey.
What's up if you got that going down, you know? Do we got to, you know? Oh, well, I am. What?
What?
What? Indeed, hit up the show. Dial 321.
332.
Oh, he's calling. He got a caller.
666. I had to do it.
Hang on, Unini or whatever your name is. Hang on.
Owen's fucking things up. Hold on.
I'm fucking it up. Hang on. 1 second. Answer. Got it. Hey. Is it Unini?
All day and night.
What's up, bro? How's it going?
Oh, it's going, man.
We're on a
wine diet.
Wine
just
diet?
Got out of the work shift kind of mood.
Nice, nice, nice. Where are you calling from, and how do you say your name? I have no idea how to say it, man.
This is how you say it. You just kind of have to say Unai.
Unai.
Yeah, that motherfucker Unai.
Dude, you like... Where are you calling from, Unai?
We're calling from... Anaco, Venezuela.
Fuck yes.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yes. She's totally there. Isn't
I think
she?
I think we know who we
this
might be related to here and talking to. Hey,
are you a cousin?
Hold up, I'm getting some feedback here.
Oh, you should turn your shit down like somebody that knows how radios work. I know in Venezuela that's a little difficult. I know you guys don't have the technology. This is better than like a clock radio. This is like the internet.
It's a ham radio.
Yeah, exactly. Just hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you do
this? I know you guys don't. Daniela, how are you?
Yay.
Put her on the phone. I don't want to talk to you.
No, be nice. He's drunk.
No, I want to talk to him too, but I want to talk to you more.
I want to hear more about this wine and your saucy sexiness.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening to the radio show, we are getting a buzz in from our friends in Venezuela.
Hey-o.
Our very good friend Daniela, who has joined the show before.
Shoot. We international.
And and Ty's little love thing.
Oh, you don't know nothing.
You don't know nothing. Nobody knows. You never did things just to do them.
We all miss you. We all miss you, Daniela.
Hello?
Turn your radio down.
What?
What? Oh, yep. I just started some shit.
I miss the radio, so honestly, I do. I miss your crazy banging on trash cans.
Did I do that?
No, he was wearing the trash.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, we do that.
It's like, wait a minute, I don't remember that. Oh,
I don't.
Of course I do.
Like, when did that happen?
I can hear the show in the background. Turn it down.
No, he was wearing the trash.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Oh, yeah, see, we're international. Do you hear it?
Ah, God.
No.
I can't do it. You can't have a show playing on the show. Turn off the thing. You're not hung up on
yet.
Just
they got
the
delay.
Turn it off.
It's like correspondence.
No, they got to turn off the sound of the show.
Yeah, but I can hear the show 10 seconds after the show is what I'm saying.
Turn off the thing. You're not hung up on yet.
Exactly.
Hold up.
Did someone figure it out?
We got a call back. We got some technical difficulties here. So we're just
No, that's our line. You're not allowed to have technical difficulties. That's us.
And they hung up.
Damn.
Wow. Right.
Well, that was interesting.
That happens.
Well, that just happened. We got a call to the radio show there.
Something happened.
I kind of wanted to talk to that guy. Kind of wanted to see what was going on.
You told him you didn't want to talk to him.
They might call back.
They might.
Hey, maybe he'll call back.
If it works.
Teresa, I need a translator.
Somebody that speaks fucking Latin.
Someone that speaks fluent English from another country is calling me. I might need you to talk for me. I don't know how to do it.
Oh my god.
You're like the dog in the lab coat. I have no idea what
man.
I'm doing.
We had two viewers for a second and then it went to one.
Oh.
Penises.
God damn it. I bet it's all them. They fired up all two of their computers they had in the country.
It was all of Venezuela.
All of Venezuela. Venezuela. Let me see if I got any Venezuela music.
Say Viva Chavez or something. I guess that guy just... They had elections recently.
Viva Chavez.
I don't know.
Viva Chavez. He is le presidente. Viva Chavez.
He won't make you go broke. He'll take your mountain goat. Viva Chavez.
Viva Chavez.
Viva
Chavez. Mamacita.
You can get foreign oil from Venezuela. What else are they good for?
Oh, wait, we got.
Viva Chavez.
We got fucking.
Oh shit.
Una Bolivar's coming. Calling again.
Isn't
hey!
A...
Unai.
Unai.
Stick to
Unai.
Your face better, you know?
Yeah.
What sticks to your face better? I want to get in that conversation.
Brown right?
I think they said brown eyes sticks to your face better.
Brown eyes?
You know what I mean.
What?
What?
Hey guys, you can't talk about.
Hey,
I can't talk about Chavez.
What can't we talk about? What can't we talk about? Brown
clearly,
eyes?
What we were talking about.
Oh, fair enough. All right.
I'm so confused.
Don't do it.
Are you guys being like government censored
Venezuela.
Right now?
They're spies.
No,
they're clearly spies.
They might be. Wait, let her talk. I want to hear.
I don't know. I might get in trouble.
Are you?
You know, I used to have a radio show back in college too.
Yeah, how did that go?
It's completely delayed.
Oh, see.
No. It's completely delayed.
This
I'm just
is what
asking
I was
how
before.
It's not completely delayed. I can hear you in perfect time.
It's completely delayed.
Well.
So wait, can we talk about Chavez?
We didn't used to have these delay issues. We never had an incoming call from another country.
Yeah, exactly. So fuck your show. My show is better, obviously. Fuck your show. Because I can get calls from other countries. I can get calls from everywhere. I can do this shit for free from my goddamn house. So fuck y'alls. I don't care about your radios. I don't care about your FM dials. I don't care about your Nicaraguan content. I don't know where the fuck you're at. You're in Venezuela. But I still don't care about your Nicaraguan content because I'm sure you got some of that. Ecuador, fuck y'alls.
What's up?
What's up?
Wait, did you hang up on them?
No, I didn't hang up on them. They're just in the background wondering what the hell I just said.
No, so, it's on a delay, so it's going
to
take them
a few seconds. Oh, satellite delay. It's going to take you a few seconds for you to hear what I'm saying, so when you get it, just laugh. Oh, no laugh.
Wait.
No.
Dude, it's a long delay.
that's about 6 seconds.
Yeah. It's just...
Yeah.
Look, comebacks don't work in these situations.
What? Wetbacks?
Wetbacks? You want to sing a song with those guys?
Chavez. We love Chavez.
Number one Venezuelan fan.
Viva.
Goes to Unai.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bolivar.
Unai Bolivar.
Unai Bolivar.
Talking about Unai Bolivar.
He loves.
Chavez. Yeah, talk about Chavez.
That's right. This is Chavez talk.
And they hung up.
No.
Did they hang out?
I heard a bloop, bloop, bloop.
Unai, you there?
Unai?
Oh, I think we lost him.
But I think they said
fuck you guys.
I think they said fuck you.
I think we lost him.
I hope I didn't just kill my
yep.
long
I don't know what happened
woman.
There. I might have. You might have just ruined everything.
You might
you had
have.
Good in your life.
I think
it's
there's
gone.
A Black Ops
it's gone,
team
Ty.
Over there
it's
right
gone.
Now. I don't know. I hope not.
I think the studio might have to bust out the samurai sword later tonight, yeah, just sure. in case, you know. Gonna have
get
to
my
sleep. Gonna have to sleep with that.
Well, someone does have your address, so that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, there's the guy from Venezuela that... Oh, and the, oh, jeez.
And the Russians.
We're an international success. How about that?
No, we're an international incident.
Venezuela is on fire right now, probably because of us. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Dude, okay. We're like the coolest thing that happened to that village. Whatever, the village, the whole village is just like piled around us. They're fucking, they're just.
Anako, yo, we're getting wild.
Oh, we're calling the.
Dude, what smells good in this house all of a sudden?
I don't know. Teresa's probably up to no good in the kitchen.
Jesus. That means that the studio's going to go down any minute.
Yeah, we should probably wrap this up, I guess.
I was like, something smells good. Oh, fuck, if the toaster oven comes
fuck
on.
Don't do the toaster oven.
Toaster strudels.
Fuck you.
I don't know what she's cooking.
Do they still make
those? It does smell
I think
good,
so.
Though.
They better still
hey,
make those.
Toaster
I'm
strudels?
Buy some.
Everyone loves
yeah, Duncan's like, I'm... doing that right now.
Yeah, right?
My mom used to do nice little fucking patterns on the
little
thing.
Little sets of titties and
stars.
So we never talked about the mini show me and Duncan did.
The mini of fucking portion we
I don't
did.
Know. I don't really know what it was. Basically, it was a show within a show.
It was Showception.
It was Showception.
It was Podcastception.
It really was. And
we broke down the fourth wall.
I had you call.
And
I,
the fifth wall.
I guess it wasn't that much different than this, in the fact that I sung a lot of songs to you, but except that you know were on your phone and apparently Kelsey could hear me
loud and clear,
loud and clear.
And I didn't put you on speakerphone because I know how that doesn't really register.
It was that loud.
Yeah, it was that loud. It was good. It was.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah, we worked. It was acting class.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was acting class. All right.
I don't know what's wrong with us.
We need to get out of here. This is about
no.
No?
Ty no? never wants to.
Ty doesn't want to go. How do we wrap this up, Ty? How do
grab
we do
the keyboard.
This?
I don't know. Is there a song involved?
We can do a song to get out of here. We can.
Is there a power supply? Has that thing got some battery juice?
We might be able to do that. We might
see if there's battery juice.
There's also your, I think your favorite's around here somewhere. Your favorite song ever. I gotta find it. Hang
on. Oh my god. Here we go.
Oh no, it's this one. Oh jeez. You're going for it, huh?
Oh Jesus.
It's not your favorite one. I'm trying to find your favorite one. You like that one too, huh?
Which one? This is all it? Sounding pretty sexy.
I know. I was like, this is so sexual.
Oh, fucking God. This is the one. This is the one.
Oh, God. Yeah. How long do I let it go on? I don't know how long to let this go on.
It's paralyzing me.
It really is. His favorite part of
woof,
her.
Woof.
Yeah, listen to the beginning. Oh, Jesus. Oh god!
It's like a rape clown theme song.
I think I got Duncan with this one. I think I got Duncan with this one the other night. Duncan's really fat.
No, this wasn't that one.
No, no, it was this one.
No, it was a pirate one.
All right. We need a completely new one. We need to outdo ourselves here, Ty. All right.
Bullshit.
Hang on, let me. Oh, you're going full beat? I don't have that loud enough, man.
Hold on.
There we go. I pulled you down. Just hang on here. We're going to do this together.
Should I sing or should I?
Stop the fucking thing. Stop the beat. We got.
Yes, sir.
I got this. All right? We're going to do this together.
Are you going to bring up the beat?
I'm going to bring up something. I don't know what it is. Oh, this is it. This is it. All right, here we go. Yeah, this is it. All right, your mics can be up now. You can riff on this all day long. Here we go. It's the Oh No Radio Show. We're closing this thing out.
My name is Bane. I have a lot of fame. I do all things with my life. But I'm full of, you know, fear and strife.
I met a friend the other day. His name is T-Pain.
Yeah, girl, I wanna get free. Yeah, I wanna get free, yeah, with codeine.
Oh yes, the codeine feels so good for the pain. Pain loves. Oh dear, pain loves the codeine.
Let's take a solo. Shoot.
Yeah, I love the coding.
Yeah, Bane, shut the bugger.
Hey, Bet, by the way, T-Pain, can you get me a delivery to the sewer next week? Hey, you know, like you did the last time, get another case.
If you want that good shit, gotta call the QVC girl, T-Pain.
Oh, thank God I met you, T-Pain. You're the only thing that I really feel good about in my life. And, you know, being Bane isn't easy at times, and, you know, having a friend like you, T-Pain, really, with the codeine and all, helps out a bit. Just, you know, I'm not gonna lie, you know, the codeine's more than you, but thanks to the codeine, anyway.
You're welcome for the codeine.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of the Oh No Radio Show. We hope you have a good night. Good night.